This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to complete this book. We begin with one of the final chapters, which is chapter 70. This chapter is kind of like a prologue in a sense. What it discusses is fi dhikri al-mustahaqqi li hadha al-bushra duna ghayrihi. This is mentioning those people who will receive the glad tidings, who are entitled to the glad tidings of paradise, aside from others. And this is a collection of verses of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about giving the glad tidings of paradise to those people who do certain deeds. So today we're going to go through these verses, starting with a verse from Surah Al-Baqarah and moving on to the end of the Quran, with all of the glad tidings that have mentioned and for whom. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us to be many of them so that we can receive the glad tiding. In Surah Al-Baqarah, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Give glad tidings to those who believe, who do good deeds, who have believed and who have done good deeds, and for them are gardens beneath which rivers flow. So we have iman and belief, inshaAllah. May Allah count us from among them. Surah Yunus.
ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Indeed, it is only the friends of Allah upon whom there is no fear and who will not grieve. These are those who believe and they act with abstinence and taqwa. For them is the glad tiding in the dunya, in the life of the world, and also in the akhirah. There's no changing the wording of Allah, the words of Allah, there's no changing it. And this is one of the greatest successes. Surah Fussilat, Allah says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
Verily, indeed, those who say that our Lord is Allah. We all say that. That's a claim we make. And then after that they remain steadfast, the angels will descend upon them and they will be addressed as, do not fear and do not grieve. No fear, no grief. And accept the glad tidings of paradise that you have been promised. Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادٍ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Again, Bashara. Give glad tidings to my servants, those who listen carefully to the speech and follow the best of it. Meaning follow all the best that comes from it. These are the people whom Allah have guided. And they are the ones with intelligence and understanding. So listening carefully and following what we hear. May Allah give us tawfiq. Surah At-Tawbah, Allah says,
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم.
Those people who believe, who have migrated, and they have done jihad in the path of Allah with their wealth and their lives, they are of the highest level according to Allah, and these are the winners. Their Lord gives them the glad tiding of mercy from him and satisfaction and gardens for them in which there will be permanent bounties. They will dwell in there forever. And verily Allah, he certainly has by him a great reward. Striving in the path of Allah, this one. Next one, Surah Ash-Shura. Allah says,
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ ذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُبَشِّرُ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
And those who believe and do good deeds, they will be in the great orchards of paradise. For them, therein, by their Lord, is whatever they desire. And that is a great bounty and grace. They are the ones, or that is what Allah gives glad tidings to His servants about, those who believe and those who do good deeds. Another aspect of glad tiding. Surah Yasin.
إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ.
You can only warn those who follow the remembrance, who fear the Most Merciful One, even in absence. Give him the glad tidings of forgiveness and of a noble reward. Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says,
Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا.
O Prophet, we have sent you. Indeed, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, and as a warner, and as an inviter to Allah by His leave, and an illuminating lamp. And give glad tidings to the believers, because for them, from Allah is a huge bounty and grace. Surah Ali Imran.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And this Surah Ali Imran seems to come out of order for some reason. And do not at all, ever think that those who have been killed in the path of Allah are dead. They are very much alive and they're being sustained by their Lord. They are extremely happy and satisfied with what Allah gives to them of His grace. They give glad tidings. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, And they give glad tidings to those who have not yet joined with them, from those who they've left behind, that there is no fear upon them and neither will they ever grieve. They give glad tidings of the bounties from Allah and His grace, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does never waste the reward, the compensation of any believer. Anything you've done, Allah will give it to you. Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah then,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقَتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. Our lives and our wealth is Allah's. He's purchased it. How? In compensation that He will give them, for them is paradise. They fight in the path of Allah, and they kill and they are killed. They are martyred. This is a promise for them from Allah. It's a right as mentioned in the Torah and the Injil and the Quran. And anybody who fulfills their covenant with Allah, then accept the glad tiding of the sale or the trade that you have done with Him. You should accept the glad tiding of the trade that Allah has done with you. And this is the greatest of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah,
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ.
We will certainly test you with a bit of fear, some hunger, and some decrease in your wealth, and lives, and your crops, your produce. But give glad tidings here to the patient ones. Give glad tidings to the patient ones, and then there's a whole description of who they are. Those whom when a calamity afflicts them, they say, we are for Allah, we belong to Allah, and to Him we're going to return. So if this, whatever we've lost, has gone back and depleted, we ourselves are going to go. What's the difference? These are the people upon whom there is blessing from their Lord and mercy, and these are the people who are guided. They're guided because they know what to do in the world. They know how to deal with every eventuality. Surah As-Saff.
وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And then there's another, it carries on from نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. You will suddenly soon get a victory from Allah and assistance, very close, and give glad tidings to the believers. Then there's other verse, Surah Al Imran and Surah Al Hadid, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. This is speaking about paradise being prepared for those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Surah Al Kahf.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا.
Indeed, those who believe and who do good deeds, for them are the gardens of Firdaus as a place of stay and residence. Surah Al-Kahf, that was. Surah Al-Mu'minun.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
These are 11 verses sort of the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah says, successful indeed are the believers who are humble in their prayer, who shun vain conversation. They don't waste time with these things. Who are payers of the poor due. They give zakat. And who guard their modesty, except from their wives or whom their right hand possesses. For them they are not blameworthy. And whoso craves beyond that, such are transgressors. And who are shepherds of their pledge and their covenant, meaning they fulfill their covenants and their promises, and who pay heed to their prayers. These are the heirs, inheritors, who will inherit paradise, and there they will abide. That's why in the Musnad and other works, the Prophet ﷺ said that these 10 verses have been revealed upon me. Anybody who fulfills them, who establishes them, and who is regular with them, دخل الجنة. And then he recited, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Then Surah Al-Ahzab. So in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Lo, men who surrender unto Allah, those who submit to Allah, and women who submit to Allah. Then those men who believe and those women who believe. Men who obey and women who obey. Men who speak the truth and women who speak the truth. And men who persevere in righteousness, sabr. And women who persevere. Men who are humble and women who are humble. Men who give alms and women who give alms. And men who fast and women who fast. Men who guard their modesty and women who guard their modesty. And men who remember Allah much and women who remember Allah. They have prepared for them forgiveness and a vast reward. So those are, you can see, their akhlaqi characteristics and worship characteristics, devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah,
التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين.
So in this Allah says, triumphant are those who turn to repentance to Allah. تائبون, those who serve and worship Him, those who praise Him, those who fast, those who bow down, those who fall prostrate in worship, those who enjoin the right and who forbid the wrong, and those who keep the limits ordained by Allah, and give glad tidings to the believer. Allah says then, Surah Maryam,
تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا.
That is the garden that we will give as inheritance to those of our servants who were righteous. Then Allah says, Surah Ali Imran,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
And hasten to the forgiveness from your Lord and the garden whose expansive width is like the heavens and the earth which has been prepared for those with taqwa, those who spend both in times of prosperity and adversity, not when you've got a healthy balance only, but even when you are in need, probably with this idea that it's Allah's wealth. If I give, then I attract the mercy of Allah. He's promised in the Quran, you give one, I give you 70. So I've got less right now, let me give. This is the best investment to increase your money. Nobody thinks of it that way, does it? Only when you've got extra, you think, okay, I've got this much, okay, I'll give 1,000, I give 500. I've only got 1,000. Am I going to give 1,000? Only if you have high iman and tawakkul. Understanding that it all comes from Allah. Okay, let me give this. It releases, it will begin a process from behind to release more, inshallah, for me. And it's very true though. It's very true. So these are the people who spend both sarra wa dharra. They spend in prosperity and adversity. And they are controlling of their anger. And they are pardoning of people. And Allah loves the people who do good. Allah just loves the muhsineen. These are the people of muhsineen. And these are the people who, if they do a wrong, if they do some immorality or they oppress themselves somehow, then they remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who is there to forgive sins except Allah? And they do not persist on what they have done knowingly while they know. They could do wrong, but they seek forgiveness. They don't remain down in the dirt and continue to do wrong. They get up. These are the people, their reward, compensation is maghfirah, is forgiveness from their Lord. And these gardens under which rivers will flow, that they will dwell in forever. What a beautiful reward for the doers of good. What a beautiful reward for the doers of good. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Saff,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين.
O you who believe, shall I show you a commerce, a deal, that will save you from a painful doom? You shall believe in Allah and His Messenger, and should strive for the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is better for you, if you just knew. He will forgive you your sins and bring you into gardens underneath which rivers flow, and pleasant dwellings in gardens of Eden. This is the supreme triumph. And He will give you also another blessing, which you love. This is help from Allah and present victory. give glad tidings to believers. You have to strive, otherwise you don't get assistance. You have to strive. And then Allah says in Surah Ar-Rahman,
وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ.
For those who fear their Lord's position, for them are two gardens. And Allah says in Surah An-Nazi'at,
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى.
And the one who fears the status of his Lord and who prevents his nafs from its egos, its desires, then Jannah is the abode. This is mentioned in the Quran numerous times. And if you saw, I think the conclusion of all of the characteristics for the people who have been given the glad tidings, they generally have three characteristics: Iman, Taqwa, so belief, God-fearingness, and Amalun Khalisun Lillah, ala muwafaqati sunnah. This is sincere worship for Allah, sincere deeds for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are according to the sunnah, not bid'at, even if they're sincere. You need sincerity and you need correctness. The people who follow these three fundamentals and fulfill them, they are the Ahlul Bushra. They are the people who have been given these glad tidings, not anybody else. And all of the glad tidings of the Quran revolve around those people. And again, as I said, it comes together in two fundamentals. One is ikhlas. Fi ta'atillah. You can reduce all of this to ikhlas for Allah in any worship you do, sincerity. And number two, ihsan ila khalqih. To do good and wish well and deal excellently with the people, God's creation. So you have to keep it in both ways, in both directions. The opposite will be for those who do things to show off and who prevent goodness from people, who don't assist people, who don't give people good. At the end of it all comes down to one thing, which is just doing whatever Allah loves. It's as simple as that. مُوَافَقَةُ الرَّبِّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي مَحَابِّهِ. To just be in conformance to what Allah loves, with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And وَلَا طَرِيقَ إِلَىٰ ذَلِكَ. There is no way to be able to do that. إِلَّا بِتَحْقِيقِ الْقُدْوَةِ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Is that you must establish as your role model the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because he was the greatest worshipper and he was the one with the sublime character. And that's where, that is our source of knowledge. And the actions that we have been told that maintain this for us are more than 70. Those are the branches of faith. The highest of those branches and most important one is La ilaha illallah. And the lowest one is to move something away from the path that may cause somebody harm after you. That's the lowest of them. So in between, there are 70 or more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us paradise. May Allah make us jannatis. May Allah grant us the deeds of the people of paradise. I'll just quote a final verse, and that will then inshallah complete this series for us, our dars, and our learning about paradise. And inshallah we have been inspired to paradise. Allah says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
He kept this verse till the end. It's from Surah Yunus. Verily those who believe and who do good deeds, their Lord will guide them through their iman, with their iman, and underneath them will flow rivers in these gardens of great bounty. Their call, their cry in it will be Subhanakallahumma, Subhanakallahumma, which means glorified, purified are you, O Allah. وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ, and their greeting in there is peace, as-salam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ, and their final call is أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is that all praise is truly for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Now, how's that interaction taking place? Hajjaj relates from Ibn Juraij that I have been informed that when Allah says دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ, their cry or call in paradise will be purified are you, O Allah, glorified are you, Allah, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. That is when maybe a bird passes by them and they desire it. Hey, I would love to have that bird. They will say سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. Whenever they want something like that, they'll say سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. It'll be quite natural for them to say this. I have to think about it. Subhanakallahumma. That will be their call. The angel will come and deliver to them what they want. That's your Amazon button. And what Amazon? You know? That will be your instant call. Subhanakallahumma. Delivery immediately. The angel will come and make salam. They will respond. And that is what tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. Their greeting therein is assalamu alaikum. When they finish eating, they will praise their Lord. That is wa akhiru da'wahum anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And their final statement, their final cry is all praise is to Allah, Lord of the worlds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that satisfaction as well one day. May Allah grant us that satisfaction. May Allah grant us Jannah without any questioning. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma ya hannan ya mannan la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Jazallahu anna muhammadan ma hu ahluh. Subhanallahi al-aliyy al-a'la al-wahhab. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واهدنا وارزقنا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشايخنا ولأساتذتنا ولطلابنا ولإخواننا ولأخواتنا ولأصدقائنا ولأقاربنا ولطلابنا ولكل من له حق علينا ولكل من أوصانا بالدعاء. اللهم اغفر لموتانا المسلمين الذين شهدونك بالوحدانية وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Allah, we ask you for your blessings. Oh Allah, we ask you for your mercy. Oh Allah, we ask you for your grace. Oh Allah, we ask you for your benevolence. Oh Allah, we ask you for your barakah. Oh Allah, O Allah, forgive us our sins. O Allah, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our wrongdoings. Forgive us our weaknesses. Forgive us our stumbles. O Allah, forgive us our shortcomings. O Allah, this month of Ramadan is coming. Purify us. O Allah, allow us to benefit from this month of Ramadan. O Allah, we ask you to bless all of those who have attended these classes and who will listen to these classes. O Allah, we did this purely for your sake. O Allah, make this purely for your sake. Oh Allah, we did this so we can learn more about this great abode of paradise and the Jannat that you have created beneath which these rivers will flow. Oh Allah, we wanted to know more about it because human nature is that when we know more about something, we get more encouraged and inspired. Oh Allah, if after this we're still not inspired, then what a loss it will be. Oh Allah, we ask you to inspire us.
to keep these things alive in our minds and our hearts. And oh Allah, we ask that you inspire us to constantly be inspired by these things, to constantly keep them in mind, to make them a source of prevention from sins for us, to make them a source of encouragement to obedience. Oh Allah, you keep these things in the forefront of our hearts and minds so that it is what we want to do, is what we want to attain. We want to attain your satisfaction, your pleasure. Oh Allah, the ziyada in paradise, the husna and the ziyada in paradise. Oh Allah, make us worthy of that ziyada and paradise. Oh Allah, do not deprive any of us or anyone from our progenies. Oh Allah, protect us and our progeny. Oh Allah, on the day of judgment, we want to be in the highest places of paradise. And we want to be with our progeny. Oh Allah, we want to be with our good friends. Oh Allah, make us all part of this. Oh Allah, grant us a place close to your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the shuhada, the saliheen, the siddiqeen. Oh Allah, these are dirty mouths. These are hands that have committed sins. Oh Allah, we are weak. Oh Allah, we are sinful. But oh Allah, we know there is no sin we could commit that your mercy cannot encompass. Oh Allah, do not ever make us despondent of your mercy. And do not ever make us secure of your planning. Oh Allah, grant us true iman, which is in between hope and fear. Oh Allah, grant us a balance in this regard. Oh Allah, grant us true understanding in this regard. Oh Allah, grant us the ability to worship. Oh Allah, the ability to serve others. Oh Allah, to be obedient to you and to be fulfill the rights of all else. Oh Allah, we ask that you protect us from all forms of acts which are redundant, which are wrong, which are harmful. Oh Allah, we ask you to remove the harm from around us and to bring back insaniya in the insan, humanity in the human. Oh Allah, all of these things that we have read, oh Allah, these things we have studied, oh Allah, all of the great bounties of paradise, oh Allah, we ask you for them. There is no other reason why we have attended these classes for these weeks on end. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept from us. And oh Allah, we ask that you accept from all, from the author of this work. Oh Allah, the author of this work, Ibn al-Qayyim, oh Allah, grant him a great gardens of great places in the gardens of paradise. Oh Allah, forgive him for any stumbles he may have made. Oh Allah, we ask that you bless all of those who have made an effort to bring this work from his time down to us. Oh Allah, we ask that you bless us. We ask that you bless all of those who have allowed this class to happen here. Oh Allah, allow this to take place here on each one of these weeks. And oh Allah, do not turn anyone away. Do not turn anyone away who is doing this dua right now, who is listening to this dua. Oh Allah, do not turn any of us away without us being accepted. Oh Allah, we ask that you make this a source of gladness of our eyes in the hereafter, a coolness of our eyes in the hereafter, safety from the hellfire, safety from the hellfire, safety from the torment of the day of judgment. And oh Allah, grant us the highest levels in Jannat al-Firdaus. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.